The Pirates and the Reds on a chilly Saturday night at PNC. Jameson Taillon gets to work in the third.
Yeah, try to throw it past Hamilton. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a ball guided out towards center. McCutcheon coming on. It's dying fast. He'll make a headlong dive and make the catch. Sliding on that wet grass. Votto plays off the line at first for the right-handed batting Harrison. Here's the 2-1 now. A swing and a fly ball hit well out to center field. Hamilton on the run, and he leaps and makes the catch. Sliding into the wall head first. And the 0-2 to McCutcheon. A swing and a high fly ball to left. Routine. Duvall will come on. And he'll make the catch and the inning ends. Pirates threaten but do not score. Two hits, three left. We're through five. Nothing, nothing. And the Reds are in three different innings. The 2-2 swung on, lofted back of second. And Hamilton coming on. And Jeanette can't get it. Jaso read it well. He gets all the way to third on that ball. And a real wild throw. Here comes Jaso to the plate. And Lorenzen and Turner collide. That allows Jaso to score the game's first run.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
A lefty sets and delivers. And a swing and a deep fly ball out toward the notch and left. Duvall back on this one. And there it goes. Just over the wall. Jordan Luplo with his first major league home run. And the Pirates now have a 4-0 lead.
Is that terrific? Is that terrific?
Pirates earn the 5-0 win, snapping a four-game losing skid. Jameson Taillon turns in six scoreless innings after entering the game with an 8.20 ERA in four previous starts against the Reds this season. Jameson Taillon bounced back in a big way Saturday night with six scoreless innings, and rookie Jordan Luplo collected not only his first career hit, but his first career home run as the Pirates ended a four-game losing skid with a 5-0 win. Here is Pittsburgh skipper Clint Hurdle.
I don't think it just, for me, it doesn't come down to the last pitch and the last batter. It comes down to the whole volume of work from where he had been to what he's able to start and finish. It's six innings. It's pitch efficient. There's angle of the fastball. There's a curveball and changeup that both play. And then to pitch the inning off, yeah, very, very good stuff. Very good finish. Stayed under 100. It's a very good hitter. Duvall's a very good hitter. Been an RBI guy big time in the National League for the last 2 years. To get those breaking balls where he wanted to get them. One walk, four punch outs. That's just the volume of work tonight. It was really crisp, really efficient, and very aggressive off the mound.
Did that kind of remind you of when he was at his best last year after he got called up? There weren't a ton of strikeouts, but he avoided the walks, got the ball on the ground.
You know what? I'm not that smart right now to figure out and go back there last year and just put him right in that category. It's just nice to see a good, clean, crisp outing. As I said, there's angle. It was pitch efficient. All the things I'm not going to repeat myself again. It was a good outing for him. It was fun to see.
Marte's blooper that put Jaso home, was that sort of how you scripted that one? Or how you saw that one coming out?
No. But once the ball got, you start body starting to fall and the tumbling starting to happen, you never know what's going to go on. And you get a pitcher involved in a play and a throw, and there's nobody backing up or nobody at home, you never know what can happen. John picked up on it, so it worked to our advantage.
As you get to see Luplo get off the schneid a bit, not just with the single, of course, but the big swing length.
Yeah, he's hit the ball all year long, so we felt it was just a matter of time to start hitting it here. It's not like he had a volume of bats bundled together, a couple games in San Diego, then back out and pinch hit at bats, so. Took advantage of a starting opportunity tonight, and the first hit obviously probably helped him just breathe a little bit more because it's not a lot of at bats, but there's a little anxiety going on. You want to get the first one and move on, so he's got the first two out of the way and told me to fly by the notch. First home run, not very often.
He had 23 home runs last year, that's 24 across three levels this year. You feel like the power there is?
I think we just need to give it some time to see how it plays out here. He's hit 23 though. There's not a lot, you know, a lot of guys don't hit 23. He's hit what he's hit. And our job is to find the opportunity for him now to come up here, and he's hitting one in a big league ballpark. Off a guy that's actually been pitching very, very well. Very well, so good for him. Good confidence boost.
You mentioned wanting to get Hudson back in that kind of higher leverage role. Was it good to see him get through that with that one-run lead?
Yeah. Nemiroskis wasn't available tonight based on, I think he's thrown four of the last happen. Dan's done it before. As I mentioned in the office the other day, we want to get him some good footing. In the month of September, we can use those opportunities to get the three guys I talked about, eventually Contos or Navroskis, Daniel, based on where we are in the lineup, because we're not going to tag an eighth inning guy. I'm not going to tag a seventh inning guy right now. We're looking at the lineup and trying to work our way through it. And then just get Rivero back in the game. You know, he pitched it right, but he was sharp today. It was fun to watch. It was good for Dan. Good outing for Dan.
Jordan Luplow, one of many youngsters getting a shot on a major league club as rosters expand in the month of September. In the early innings, Luplow got his first career hit. In the late innings, his first career home run to break the game open. Luplow shared his thoughts with the media after the Pirates snapped a four-game skid with a 5-0 win.
You know, the first thing I thought of was Papa John. You know, he passed away a few years ago, and just him looking down on me and, you know, knowing how proud he'd be.
You had a pretty good year, came a long way through the minors. What was it like coming up and, you know, it's only 10, 12 at bats, but it was a long time getting that first day.
Yeah, you know, just getting to hang around these guys and, you know, learn from them, pick their brains, and see how they work on a day-to-day basis. It's been pretty cool.
Heard from your buddy in New York?
Judge?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
The Pirates sent Trevor Williams to the mound on Sunday for the series finale. He'll be opposed by Sal Romano.